You stand with your back towards the wooden door of the big stone building. The bridge is directly in front of you. Today it is a grey, rainy, miserable day. You're used to it, however. On your left-hand side, there is a blue signpost. You will know you are going in the right direction, because if you look closely, there is a twist of red wool wrapped around it and knotted tightly. It is waving in the breeze. Now, turn back towards the stone bridge. Walk up to its cobbled stones. In front of you, there is a circle of different coloured stones on the cobbles. Stand on it. If you look to the right, you will see another twist of red wool on the railing. Now walk forward. Halfway along the bridge, you will see more red wool. Use this as an arrow to point you that you are going in the right direction. Keep walking forward. You can hear the river running quickly. It is full of mud and silt from the rainy day, that is today. Follow the railings towards the staircase. Notice the red wool on either side of the railings. Now, walk down the stairs. The stairwell is cool, and it is protected from the rain. If you look on the left side of the wall, you will see a white arrow. Continue down the steps. You will see more red wool tied to the wooden banister of the staircase. Now walk down the steps. Turn left at the bottom of the staircase. Now walk straight ahead. You will now see a blue signpost wrapped with red wool. However, before the signpost, on your left, you will see a drain cover with a white chalk arrow on it. Follow the chalk arrow forwards. The park is very busy for such a rainy day. I did not think that many people would want to walk in the rain. Keep walking forward. Soon you will see the next drain cover. It also has a white arrow chalk marked on it. Follow where the arrow is pointing. Now stop when you get to the fork in the road. Take the right fork down the path. You will see the red wool decorating the first tree you come to. Take the right path. The red wool looks limp and sad on the trees. Walk straight ahead. The river is on your right. It is a cold day. There are runners in the park today. Stop when you get to the tree with the red wall on your right side. Now carry on straight ahead. The rain feels cool and calm on your skin. It is nice to be with nature. Stop when you come to the second fork in the road. A tree on your left is hung with red wool. Take the left fork in the road. The trees are still very brown. Not many of them have buds on. Soon summer will come and it will be a riot of green. Halfway down the path, you will see a tree with a white arrow on it. Follow the arrow to the end of the path. On your left, you will see a bush with red wool attached to its branches. There is a plane overhead. It is a small, light, one-person plane. The rain echoes on the hood of your coat. But you are not cold. You like the rain. Now, when you have found the tree with the red wool, look straight forward. Look straight forward, you will see a park bench and a bin. Now, what I want you to do is find a short stick. It may be as big or small as you want. Pick one that you are attracted to. You may go back along the path, but do not get lost. Between the tree with the white arrow on it and the one in front, there are a cluster of green fir trees. They stand out among the grey, brown branches of all the rest of the trees. You wonder why they are there. The tree after the fir trees has a birdhouse attached about halfway up its trunk. You wonder if the birds have actually lived there, or if they ignore it. If you have found a stick, face forward towards the bench and the bin. Walk towards them. Take long, deep breaths and try to relax. This is a good day. This is a day for art. Stop when you come to the rubbish bin with the red wool. Now, take the stick you have collected and place it to the left of the rubbish bin. between the park bench and the bin. Leave it there. Now, turn towards the path, turning left. In front of you, you will see a short avenue flanked by trees. Walk towards the tree with the red trunk, which is straight in front of you. Keep walking forward. You see tire tracks in the mud in front of you, and a cigarette butt with pink lipstick on it. You wonder whose that belonged to. Why they did not put it in the litter bin, and the story behind it. You can make up a story about this person. Who are they? Where do they come from? Why are they in Weimar? You are now stopped in front of the tree with the red trunk. Take in your surroundings. Now, walk forward towards the park bench. Look at the park bench. It is freshly painted and free of graffiti. The clock tower strikes some distance. Now, look straight forward. What I want you to do is pick up a medium-sized stone. The stone should be no larger than the palm of your hand. You may backtrack to find a suitable stone, or you may go forward to find a suitable stone. When you are ready, carry on forward towards the green earth mover. There are plenty of suitable stones here. When you've found the perfect one, pick it up and carry it with you in your hand, or a pocket if you prefer. Keep walking to the end of the path. Coming up on your left, there is another grey park bench and a bin. Walk past those until you see a large white rock on the corner of the intersection. Keep breathing. Think of a memory that made you very happy. Now, when you see the whitish-grey rock on the left-hand side, it will have a white arrow on it. Turn left, down the path. When you come to the tree, which has the red wool attached to one of its branches, stop. Now, take out the stone you have collected. In one hand, take out the chalk that you have been given. Now write the first letter of your name on the rock and carry on straight forward down the path. It is late in the afternoon. You're feeling tired. You must keep walking. Keep an eye out for the bin with the red wool. Turn towards it. Behind the litter bin, you will see a yellow sign. Take out the rock with your initial on it and put it at the base of the sign. There is a tree on the right-hand side that says S4L. You wonder who these people are and why they wrote upon a tree. Make up a story for these people. S and L. Now you have finished the audio scavenger hunt. It is raining too hard to carry on, so you will turn back. If you like, you may take a memento of your day. This could be a small stone, a tree leaf, or a branch. Now, turn back or forward and leave to go about your day.